Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
I hate to be redundant, but I have to be. I was watching the morning news. CNN, local, whatever. I speak to it. Well, now the latest battle cry is from the Republicans. They're trying to gin up more Stop the Steal. And I mentioned yesterday where we have to go after each and every one of these politicians that promoted it. Once we remove their diplomacy and their how they took an oath and they just tore up the oath and how they don't believe in the Constitution, they're done. Maybe we have to reach stronger to guys like Romney and women like Liz Cheney. What do you think? How do we isolate the radical right? How do we make the radical right not viable in politics? What's your thought?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Here's the deal. The Republican Party is obviously splitting. If we came back as historians 50 years from now, it might not exist anymore. I think it may not. There may be really two parties. One of them will be extreme right-wing paranoid nuts, and then you'll have a mainstream that's more business-oriented, conservative on social issues, but not nutty. The problem is at some point you become like a European system. You know, France and Italy will have something like seven parties running, and they'll cobble together. In Israel, they have eight or nine, and then they have to get together and cobble together, you know, percentages and alliances and all that. And that's not the way we do it, although they do it elsewhere in Western civilization. Here's what I think. There is a core in the Republican Party that can be worked with. Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger are the prime examples. Lisa Murkowski, substantially. Susan Collins, kind of sneaky and unreliable, but occasionally she throws a bone. There's a group called the Lincoln Project that runs ads against the right wing of the Republican Party, or against Trump, against the senators like Lindsey Graham and Cruz and all that who support him. And I know some Democrats, very good Democrats, who have been substantial donors to the Democratic Party, who are giving money to the Lincoln Project now. They're Republicans, but they're moderate Republicans, and they are partisans, essentially like the Second World War. When the Nazis would invade, say, Czechoslovakia, they invade Hungary, they invaded France and occupied it, you had what were called partisans, groups in the forest fighting them. And those groups weren't necessarily monolithic. Prior to the war, they might have been opposed politically. But when you're faced with a threat to your democracy, and we are now, although a much more subtle threat than the warfare of the Second World War, you ally yourself with people. And so the mainstream, the Democratic Party, is not going to ally itself with Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney on a lot of issues. But I think we're united in one issue, and that is our democracy, our Constitution, and that there be free and fair elections and that they be counted by free and fair judges. The free and fair elections mean that you have access to the ballot and that you don't falsely say that an election was stolen. That's the lie. And then above all, that is counted by fair judges. And one of the things, Bill, that's really disturbing in all of this, some of these reforms, these overhauls, they call them, in Texas and Georgia, Arizona, do two things that are toxic. The easy thing to criticize is, oh, they don't want absentee voting. But the two things that they do is they intimidate poll workers by making it a felony to help voters vote. So Betsy of Madison called in to say she has an elderly relative and he can't get out of the car, so they came out to the curb. Well, if they do that in the wrong fashion, they'd be subject to 10 years in prison under some of these things. The other thing, though, that's even worse is who counts the votes? Because remember, it was Stalin who said, it doesn't matter who voted for whom. What matters is who counts the votes. What they've done in Georgia and in Arizona, they've taken away the power of the Secretary of State to oversee this. And they've given it to the legislature, who will then give it to agents. In Arizona, they'll give it to Cyber Ninja. And Robin Voss here is hiring at taxpayer expense three former police officers, one of them who is a Stop the Steal guy, one of them who has in the past worked for the Republican Party. And Cyber Ninja and that and Voss will say, okay, the votes came in, we looked at them. Unfortunately, we had to disqualify some because they're slightly off. And, well, Trump won by 10,000 votes. Biden didn't win by 20,000. This is a Stalinesque. It is a product of Stalin's Russia. Remember something, Stalin allied with Hitler. He was not our ally. He allied with Hitler. Hitler promised him half of Poland. He went along with it, and then Hitler stabbed him and invaded Russia. And then Stalin said, oh, I need your help. I'm going to be a stalwart ally of the United States and the UK. Well, you know, I got news for you. They're untrustworthy. Voss is untrustworthy. Cyber Ninja is untrustworthy. The Republican leadership is untrustworthy. So I think that we have an alliance of interest with Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney. I think they're fundamentally good people. We'll disagree with them on some issues, but they are patriots standing up for a constitution. They want a fair counting of the vote. They want a fair counting of the vote, and they want access to the polls. And if they lose an election, they're not going to say it was stolen. And frankly, if we lose an election, we're not going to say it was stolen. That's what we want. And so how do you make that alliance? Some Democratic donors are making it by giving to the Lincoln Project. It's a well-run group, and their messaging, quite frankly, is a lot tougher, stronger, and better than some Democratic messaging. Right on the money. It is absolutely right on the money. And increasingly what's happening is that the Republican Party itself, sort of the QAnon wing. Now, a lot of these people don't believe in QAnon, but people like DeSantis of Florida, people like Josh Hawley of Missouri, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Cruz of Texas, they mouth the line because they think that's going to get them nominated. It's not going to get them nominated, but it's going to destroy America. So I have no problem aligning with Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger. Those three people say they are stalwart patriots and they're standing up. They are stalwart patriots and they are standing up. Now, how do we do that in a formal sense? I don't know. In Europe, what would happen is we would get together and form a government. That's not the way we do it here. The majority, even the plurality party in Congress, picks the speaker. It's the way it works. And then I should say majority. If you're a plurality, you could have alliances. And the Senate, the majority party picks the majority leader of the Senate and the president. And so what happens is that's our system. But I think the more prominent people, you know, Bill, other people on this call, make it clear, I make it clear that I admire what Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kinzinger are doing. It takes a lot of courage. They're standing up. I hope, you know, I could easily see a ticket in 2024 of Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. I would support Joe Biden, obviously, but I would like to see that we have insurance on the other side. If something took a bad bounce, I would sleep easy knowing we had a patriot in the White House. I think that kind of talk is necessary. And that has not occurred. We have a wing in our own party that attacks the Democratic Party incessantly, party on the some wing on the left. I think it's time to band together as Americans and as patriots and just say, we're not going to tolerate this Stop the Steal business. We're not going to tolerate fake judges, Cyber Ninja, and Voss's police officers counting the vote. That we're not going to do. That we're not going to do. And unfortunately, I don't see anybody in Wisconsin other than Brian Hagedorn on the Supreme Court who stands up at all to this anti-democratic movement. So, okay, we're going to a break. Great topic. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.